Welcome to the Logic in Life Coaching Podcast, episode 36.
Everyone wants happiness and success, and we know how to get you there. Come listen to the Leadership Society of Arizona as we teach a proven logic to help you simplify life, overcome challenges, and predict the future. You're listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. My name is Chuck Solanas, and I'm joined by Dr. Jacob Kashiwagi.
Hi, Chuck.
How's it going?
Good. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think this episode's going to be a good one. Very excited. All right, so Dr. Jacob, I had a question about my TV watching habit. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I love TV.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have a love-hate relationship with TV, and I think a lot of other people do, either with TV or with some other habit. So I've been watching TV or movies like 2 to 4 hours a day.
Okay.
And so when I think about the time that I'm spending towards watching TV, I think about my expectations. And I think I should be doing something else, like projects that I've been, you know, putting off. So I start putting myself down like, oh, Chuck, you're so dumb for watching all that TV, you know, 4 hours, that's so excessive. Or, but I know that putting myself down about watching TV isn't beneficial, and that's not how I'd want someone else to be talking to me about resolving this sort of habit. So how do I change my thoughts towards being more forgiving of my TV watching habit and other bad habits I indulge in?
Wow. Okay, well, I got to tell you, 2 to 4 hours, it's not the worst I've heard.
Well, that's a kind of a backhanded way of saying, well, that's pretty bad.
Now here's the thing. The issue with a bad habit is subjective, meaning it just depends on who you're comparing yourself with. I mean, compared to someone who doesn't watch any like videos or social media or television, 2 to 4 hours is a lot. But compared to someone who watches maybe 5 to 6 hours a day, yeah, that's not as much, right?
Right.
So a bad habit is very subjective in terms of it's relative on who you're comparing yourself with. But the other way it's subjective is, what do you mean by bad? Like, why would you say watching television is a bad habit?
I call it a bad habit because I think there are other uses of my time where I could feel happier, feel like generate more revenue for my family,
yes,
or produce value somewhere.
So the idea of bad is a very subjective term. It means your perception of this is that you feel this isn't the best thing for you to be doing, that you could be doing other things better.
Yes.
But you could be doing other things that are worse. So technically, watching television could be looked at as a good habit. For example, instead of watching television, maybe you might be going out, I don't know, like, just like spending tons of money. Mm. But instead, you're watching television. So actually, watching television might be saving you a lot of money because you could be doing something worse, right? So television actually might be one of your better habits.
Well, I feel like that response is kind of like you saying, I'm consistent at being inconsistent. So you're saying like, well, the alternative because there's so many other alternatives, Jacob. So like if I was to not be watching TV, I could be doing drugs on the street. I could be I could be like
you're right. That really that wouldn't be good. Stuff,
throughout my day.
Yeah, so that wouldn't be good. So good job for watching television instead of doing all that stuff, Chuck.
But Jacob, it's not like it's not even on my mind, you know? I'm thinking of TV versus putting in a few more hours at work, or doing TV versus connecting with my family, paying attention to my daughter who's like playing with toys and stuff like that.
So I completely agree with you, by the way. I mentioned this to prove a point, which is bad habits are the labeling of a bad habit is very subjective. Because one, it's relative according to what everybody else is doing and who you're comparing yourself with. And two, it's also your mind is making a judgment that you're not doing the best thing, that you could be doing better, that this thing is not helping you get to the next level. Right?
Yeah, that's what I feel. Mm-hmm.
So then my next question to you is, how do you know it's not helping you?
Well,
what makes you feel like you're wasting your time in watching television, in that spending time with your family or doing anything else will be better for you in the future?
Okay, well, I don't know.
And this is the first step to helping you be more forgiving to yourself, is to actually make sure you know that you really don't know. You have an idea, but you really don't know, right? And that's the thing, is in society, it's really a funny thing, because we put these labels on things, and we make judgments saying that it has to be this one way, right? It has to go according to the perfect plan. My life has to go, first I get a degree, then I get a high-paying job, then I get married, then I have children, then I become the best husband, wife, whatever, then, you know, all this stuff, and it has to go in this order. When in reality, when you look at very successful people, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes very successful people, they never go to college and get a degree. Now, gaining a degree, yeah, it's a good thing. But some people, they don't need to get a degree to be able to have a successful career and add a lot of value to society, right?
Yes, that's true. I mean, I could fight you a little more on the TV thing, how it's not beneficial.
No, do it. Because like a lot of parents have fought me on, hey, every child needs to go get a degree, or every child needs to do this or that. Every child needs to learn to clean their room.
Right.
Right.
So what is the benefit? Help. What do you think is the benefit that I'm watching TV, or like I'm watching like these funny things on television? I'm like sitting on the couch for X amount of time. I'm gaining weight. I'm looking at my life, thinking back all those hours that I spent glued to a television screen. I know the average American spends years, plural, watching television. And so reflecting on if I was spending 4 hours of television per day, I could have had a part-time job, 28 hours a week. I could have made X amount of income during that time. And instead, I'm filled with all of these different images of like either my wife's favorite Friends episode, or I'm watching Disney movies, or I'm watching Marvel comics, and I'm filling my mind with all these things of imagination.
So Chuck, if somebody could work 24/7, never had to sleep, never had to eat, then yes, they could develop very quickly and make a lot of money very quickly. But you have to sleep. You take someone who has sleep for 8 hours, you take someone who has sleep for 6 hours, right? Well, actually, sometimes if someone's only getting 3 hours, you think, oh, they're working longer, they should be more productive. But that might be too little time, their mind might not be rejuvenating. So actually, the person who's sleeping 6 to 8 hours, they actually might be a lot more productive. They might do 10 times as much when they're awake, even though they're spending 3 to 5 more hours of just doing nothing but sleeping. It's required for their body to rejuvenate. Same thing with being able to work 24/7 is, like, people need their mind to be able to relax. So they actually find out that people who, like, go on vacations or people who they do something that they enjoy ever so often, they actually, when they go back to work, they're more productive. And so a lot of times you got to ask your question, well, why are you watching so much television? Right? Yes, if you had the capability to work 24/7 and your mind never needed rest, yes, that would be better, right?
But that's not the question. But that's not the question. So the question is, I get where you're going. Where you're going is
you need
to have downtime. But if we're just going off of sleep.
No, wait. But that's not my main objective here. Where I'm trying to really take you here, Chuck, is not that you need downtime. People do need downtime. But it's that sometimes you think you're next leveling up, the next thing you need to do to improve yourself. You think you have to do one thing because that's the most efficient way to get better. But people are never efficient because people aren't just like machines. They don't do things the perfect way. Everybody needs something a little bit different. So you often find, like, sometimes, like, people will, like, business people, oftentimes a very successful business person, they'll tell you, oh, I failed many times. But my last time that I went into business, because of all these failures I learned, that allowed me to be able to become a billionaire, right? And what I'm trying to tell you is, you don't know the process in which you need to go through, right? Sometimes, like, some of these really successful people, they went through a traumatic experience in their life and it caused them to sit on the couch and do nothing for years. But then when they got over the traumatic experience, they figured it out in their mind. Maybe it could have been because of a movie they watched, right? They saw, like, a Hallmark movie or something. They're like, whoa, that's exactly what I went through. That's exactly how I need to be looking at life. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're able to focus, they're able to get a great career, and it's great. Oftentimes you see a lot of, like, people coming from very successful families. But when they're young, you see they're just playing around, you know, they have all this money because their parents are rich and they're just going on vacations. You know, they're just messing around. And then you see them as they get older, they decide, oh, maybe it's time to stop messing around and actually do something. And they create a company or something, they become really successful. So what I'm just trying to get you to is that, yeah, people need downtime, but more than that, people have to grow according to who they are. And growing, sometimes it takes wasting your time to grow. Wasting your time. While you're watching movies and TVs for 2 to 4 hours a day, you might need it as downtime. While you're doing it, it might make you so frustrated with life, and you might be thinking during watching that you're wasting so much time, that it gets you so mad, so frustrated, that at one point it causes you to go and do something. Right, then it wouldn't be a waste. Because what if you, like, spent, you know, time doing all these things, but you never got, like, the motivation and the desire to do something great? Right, then you would have said, I wish I would watch TV for 2 to 4 hours a day for a year. Because if I would have done that, it would have given me such motivation to go out and do something great. Did this make sense?
Yes, but you can't say that happens to everyone. So
always happens to everybody, Chuck.
Because I know people. I remember like there was some sort of study that I looked at, which basically found that people with the TV, the average American, goes home, turns on the TV as soon as they get home, and then turns it off at midnight. So like that's like 7 hours of TV, and it's just on in the background, like.
Okay.
Just people are watching it until they go to sleep, and then they go back to work. And so it's not necessarily going to be the motivator. You know, like, wouldn't you say if those people are in a rut, they're like, they're not really progressing in their careers, couldn't they use that time to improve their life situation?
Well, there's a couple things you're making a judgment on with these people. One, you're making a judgment that they want to improve their life and their social status and how much money they have. Right?
Yes.
Two, is you're making a judgment on how much they actually do improve. Right? These people might be improving to a degree, which is a good degree for them. Right? Because everyone's different. Everyone has a different desire. Everybody has a different thing that they're wanting out of life. And so that's the hard part, is the reason why we're so unforgiving about ourselves is because we're thinking a certain way and we're comparing ourselves to other people without all the information, without knowing what other people are actually wanting to do, without understanding exactly what's going on in everybody's lives. We're just making a judgment on what people want, what people are doing, why they're in the situation they're in. I have to tell you, most of these people, if you looked into their mind, they're not looking at their life saying, I'm watching 2 to 4 hours a day of television, and that's really bad. I could be doing all these other things. That's probably not what's going through most people's minds. Right? So the fact that it's going through your mind tells you that you're looking at something else. You want something else. And you're not going to be like the regular person who just stays watching television for a long time every single day. But the more you can figure this out on the judgments that you're making that aren't accurate, the more you can realize who you are and what you're doing, the more you can see that all successful people have done some things like this. They have bad habits like that. You know, just because you're very successful in terms of money doesn't necessarily mean you're eating right. Doesn't necessarily mean your body is healthy. You might go through, you know, maybe like some really big health concerns, right? And that is because of maybe a bad habit that they have to overcome. But if they didn't have that bad habit, they might not also have achieved their wealth status, or they might not have been able to do other things, right? So all I'm trying to do is open your mind to realizing that the only reason you're considering television a bad habit right now is because you don't have all the information going on. You're making judgments that are inaccurate. So,
to extrapolate, you're saying that I am progressing the most that I could possibly progress right now. And even if I was someone else, even if I tried to adopt this habit, a different habit, at the time that I was supposed to be watching TV, then I would probably detriment myself more than help.
Yes, because if you could do better than watching TV for 2 to 4 hours a day, you'd be doing it. if after this podcast, you tell yourself, I'm better than this. From now on, I'm not going to watch 2 to 4 hours of television a day, and you don't do it for the rest of your life from starting today, then hey, you grew. That's great. You could do better. But if you go back doing that for a little while, you know, don't get down on yourself. Don't think it's a bad habit per se. That's just what you can do right now. And when your mind finally figures out, hey, I can do something else, or hey, I shouldn't be doing this actually, or hey, there's something better, it's going to do it, right? You'll be able to move on. You'll be able to do better. And you're going to be able to forgive yourself for all that wasted time, because it wasn't really wasted. It was you building up the energy.
And the biggest identifier is if I'm changing. So if I've changed something, then I didn't need what I was doing before.
Yes.
So since I've changed, whatever I should have been doing at that time, I couldn't have been doing, so there's no point in thinking of that. But the next thing is, if I've changed something, that must have been the time that I needed to change that. And I couldn't have progressed any quicker or any later than when I did.
You got it.
Okay.
Wow. So now, man, your life is amazing. You're doing everything at the right time, Chuck. Things are going exactly your way. You can enjoy watching your television.
Or not, because my thought process is telling me who I am. And because of my thought process, I got to think, well, all right, is this the right thing? So it really doesn't solve the should or should not. It's just giving another perspective. And
it's just allowing you to be more forgiving of yourself if you are. Now, here's the thing. So there's some things that can help you to figure this out and maybe even move on from the bad habit.
Okay? Right.
All of these things is understanding reality more. So, for example, you're saying you watch 2 to 4 hours of television a day. Well, how much do you actually watch? Has it been getting better? So the first hint is track it. If you got a bad habit, track and document how often you do it, how much you do it, all these type of things, because the more you document and actually figure out, maybe when you really look at how much time you're spending watching television, it really might only be an hour. Well, if it's an hour compared to 2 to 4 hours, you might be a lot more forgiving of yourself and realize, oh yeah, I'm not really doing it very much.
Yeah.
Right? So one is document it. Track how much you're actually doing.
And so these are tips so I can overcome a bad habit or to
accept it.
Accept that that's just part of me. About it.
Yes. The second, write a journal about it. How you feel about it, what it is, what's happening in your life at the time, what the situation is like. Because as you kind of document not only what you're doing, the bad habit, but everything that's going on around you, any observation and any time you spend to try to look at what's going on in the situation is going to help you be able to know why you're doing it. You might start finding out every time you're watching television, it's at the end of the day when you're tired and you've had to like take care of the kids and work and all this stuff, right? You might find out this is my downtime. It's what I need. You might find that you only do it on certain days. Maybe those certain days are when you're upset or you're mad or when you're just frustrated with life. And that's when you find yourself really watching the majority of your television. But the more you like write down and observe what's going on around this bad habit, then also it will help you to figure out why you're doing it and accept it more or change it if you need to.
Can the journal be the documentation?
Yeah, that could be a documentation as well. But remember, one is more documenting how often this bad habit occurs, how long, those type of things regarding the actual habit. The journal is really documenting everything around the habit, what's going on in your life, how you feel, you know, all the rest of the stuff.
So the first one is good for a spreadsheet. The next one is good for like a Word document.
Yes. And depending on how you do it, it could, you know, there's many ways to do this. So,
okay.
Yeah. Now the third. This is a little more detailed towards watching television, but right, you know, why are you watching so much? Actually put down, you know, what your analysis is of why you're watching it, why you feel it's a bad habit, what you think you should be doing otherwise, right? Mm-hmm. And so the more you're writing this, the more you're looking at it, you're observing it, the more you're going to figure it out for yourself.
Okay.
Now the fourth, find something else to do. If you feel you actually have a bad habit, then find something else you can spend and do in those 2 to 4 hours a day. And then see if you do it. You might find out you got something else to do, but you still won't do it. So find something else to do after that. And keep rotating different things that you think you should do other than this bad habit. And you're going to see that if you actually change it and do the something else, that you found a solution for yourself.
Okay, so the third one, you basically is a cost benefit analysis, pros and cons of doing this.
Yes.
Or not doing this. And then the last one is basically coming up with the list of what you could be doing otherwise, pros and cons of doing that.
Got it.
And do an analysis. If you're getting really analytical and technical about this, rather than and want to change something. So
yes, now but the fourth one is more of just go do something else.
Got it. So not as much an analysis, just try something.
Yeah, just go do something. And just by observation, if you do it, hey, you found something to replace your bad habit. But if you can't do it, then hey, then you know you need to do your habit.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Now the fifth thing, find a mentor. Find someone you can talk to about this. Find someone who can like give you advice and you know, give you suggestions on what you could do, or you know, if what you're doing is really that bad. Because watching 2 to 4 hours of television a day compared to people watching 7 to 8 hours a day, yeah, that's not as bad.
That's probably accurate. Okay. But yes, I understand that. And okay, sounds like, so the mentor, I guess to clarify, the mentor would basically tell you, you would go to the mentor and you say, look, I got this TV watching habit, 2 to 4 hours, feel really bad about it. What should I do? And then if you are the mentor, you'd say, Chuck, well, why don't you spend time with your daughter? Or
No. If I'm the mentor, then I would say, Chuck, you don't have an issue. Just go enjoy life.
All right.
And then I'd listen to you and you'd be like, no, I got a big issue. It's insurmountable. It's ruining my whole life. Then I say, okay, well, what do you want to do? Then you'd be like, I want to spend time with my daughter. Then I say, okay, go spend time with your daughter.
Useless.
I can see you're very, this has helped you a lot, Chuck. I'm very glad that you got on this podcast today with me.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Jacob, I guess, for that advice. I appreciate your mentorship and the opportunity that I have to talk to you about good and bad, if anything that I'm doing is really bad or making it so I regress, right? Is regress the word? Yeah.
No. So that you're more forgiving of the things that you think are bad.
Okay. Yeah. So, thank you, Dr. Jacob, for helping me to have a little more perspective. And I hope our listeners enjoyed listening and our viewers enjoyed watching. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. It would be great if you could take a moment to write us a review. For any questions, comments, or topics that you would like to have addressed on the show, email the team at team@leadaz.org. To learn more about the Leadership Society of Arizona, visit us at leadaz.org.